Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market, 8:11 a.m. Eastern Time, April 25th. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point. I'm going to keep this very short term because I'm working on the weekly update for the stock market. When the S&P 500 trades above 5089.48, consider very near-term upside objectives of about 5120 on up to about 5138. However, also consider an objective that may take quite a while to get there of 5188 to 5247. Now, if the S&P 500 trades below 5047.02, consider a chance it wants to trade down to the April 23rd gap that starts at 5027.96 and lower. That could be the downside, and I think that's the most of the downside that I see. Now, patterns. The model is suggesting the market is probably putting in a level four bottom today, okay? And it ought to be, it could be down all day today or just sit there, do nothing, but it ought to be up tomorrow. And the point is, it could be down today and then up today. All right, it could be a turnaround day and then up into tomorrow. So don't know exactly when it occurs today. And the overnight market was down 30 points in the futures. NASDAQ was down. Dow Jones were down. Had these. So we got a gap perhaps to start at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time when the day session opens up, the cash market. So I would think it would pick its head up and fill that gap, but they might also just sell it some more. Why did they sell? It's rather strange because we actually got what I thought were good performances by some of the companies that made headline in terms of earnings, profits, business, and they sold them anyways. There was a few others that were disappointing. So I'm not too sure I fully understand it on the individual stock impact to the market, and interest rates didn't do anything. So we really can't blame the bond market and interest rates. I don't think we can really blame the inflation side and Federal Reserve side, but and it's funny just watch how the media swings around. You know, I mean, at the beginning yesterday, it was all talk of everybody worried again over interest rates, inflation, and by the end of the day, everybody's talking how, well, gee, these higher interest rates doesn't mean anything bad necessarily. It might be a good thing. And I think even Chairman Powell of the Fed kind of made a comment, doesn't have to be bad, or at least he said something that was kind of supportive of that. I think this is nothing more than trading and consolidation after 2 days of very aggressive business to the bullish side. They bought a lot and they turned things around, changed some heads there, but then they've backed off and now they're just watching. And maybe they'll become discouraged and put it down. And if interest rates do surge, they may put it all the way back down to low of this month or lower over time. And yeah, they'll be a bit disappointed, but I've already warned you, and I'll warn you again in the weekly update of things that can go wrong all the way into late May. But this is prime time to consider a chance. We got a level one bottom in, the most important kind of bottom during the year, unless there's a long-term bottom, okay? So I'm still going to give the bulls chance. I think there's more upside, more time to go up. I think this market's moving higher into June, but we just have to realize there can be these seasonal factors and there could be things stalling us out and maybe a bit more downside all the way into late May and then higher. And as I look at that, then, as we zoom out for the level three trend, the monthly up and down move, the monthly type tops, bottoms, sell signals, buy signals, to me, we should have a monthly here at least. And even though it might top out by Friday and be down next week, I'm thinking it should be up into next week, then down next week for that level three. And we'll see how much it retraces. If it goes all the way back down, we may have some lingering issues for a while. If it only pulls back some and then goes higher later for the next level three, I think we'll have another increment of evidence we're on the right track. This market's going higher into June. Now, the NASDAQ and Dow Jones are on pretty much the same page as the S&P 500, so I don't have numbers or targets for you here. And for the interest rates, it's a little bit spooky how quiet the interest rates or bond market are, okay? I don't know. Are they just consolidating before going higher? I think that would be something we should consider. But at the same time, I feel like when I look out into May, interest rates ought to back off a little bit or ought to chill out. In terms of the earnings and business, it still looks good to me, and the economy looks fantastic to me. And I think the stock market made a big, big mistake of pulling back the way it did here this month. But we knew it could do that. That's what we wanted in March, and it just slid over into the next month and kind of give us a little later than expected. But I think everything is like standard operating procedure. And then I'll probably do a separate weekly update for the other outside markets, some changes in gold and how we're forecasting that, and Bitcoin and that sort of thing. So that's your morning brief here. I still got to be bullish into June, realizing there can be problems all the way into late May. And then on a shorter term basis, I want to be bullish into next week. It's just it may pop its head into Friday and then back off. And there's going to be some other consolidation here, but I still very much appreciate what occurred the first 2 days this week. They did an abrupt change where they said, we sold too hard, too fast. This may now be a bargain in the U.S. stock market. Past results are not necessarily indicative of futures results. Have a great day. Thank you.